Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to College Basketball Today. Today's date, November 5th, episode 2 of College Basketball Today. And let's get started with our starting five. We're going to recap five of the biggest games in college basketball that I thought over the last week. And let's begin with A.J. DeBanza's debut as BYU won 71-66 over the Villanova Wildcats, and Kevin Willard's debut as head coach at Nova. And what can you say about A.J. DeBanza? It may not be the debut that people were expecting, but he still filled the stat sheet with 21 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 9 of 18 from the floor. But I want people to understand that in those 32 minutes and getting 21 points, he did, in my opinion, miss a couple of makeable shots on the floor and shot 2 of 7 from the foul line. So to me, really, I wouldn't call it an underwhelming performance by A.J. DeBanza, a guy that we have and I have as the number one player in the 2026 NBA draft. With his athleticism and his ability to score, did not have the opening scoring game, but you saw flashes of what he is. He's a freak athlete. He's an efficient and smooth scorer that can dominate both sides of the ball, good rebounder, and a really adept passer. So good start for Coach Young, not me, that Coach Young, the head coach of BYU, and A.J. DeBanza in a 71-66 win over the Villanova Wildcats. A Villanova team that I firmly think is going to get better as Kevin Willard gets his players acclimated to his system. Speaking of debuts, let's go to another debut of a potential top three pick, and that's Cameron Boozer, the twin and the son of former NBA great and Duke player Carlos Boozer, had his debut Tuesday night in a 75-60 win over the Texas Longhorns, ready, and Sean Miller's debut at the coach at Texas. And what you can say about Duke is this, first things first, before I get to Cam. They are going to be so good defensively. I don't think people give John Shire credit for the defense that he has got these guys playing. He did it last year with Knipple, with Molly Watts, and with Cooper Flagg. And he's doing it again with a freshman with Cam Boozer and getting him to play high-level defense. They're going to be one of the best defensive teams in the country. And you think about the game being down at the break and then outscoring Texas, I think, by 14 or 16 points in the second half. They locked into their defense. But what also happened is Cam Boozer got going. Cam Boozer did not start off the game well. His stat line also underwhelming, in fact, in regards to he shot only 3 of 12 from the floor, but 9 of 12 from the foul line, 15 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals. Duke leaned on their defense to get themselves going. And although Cam struggled, you see the dominating play that you have not seen from a freshman at Duke that's a big since Zion. And if you kind of look at Cam Boozer, if people are too young to remember how good of a player Carlos Boozer was, and he was a phenomenal player at Duke, Cam is a little bit more athletic than his dad, but he's a bruiser just like his father. So good debut, didn't shoot the ball well, but 15 points, 13 rebounds, 3 steals for Cam Boozer and a 75-60 win by the Duke Blue Devils over the Texas Longhorns. Let's get to another big matchup. And this one involved a freshman that we've not talked about, and that's Corey Peete, who was absolutely sensational in a 93-87 win over the defending national champion, Florida Gators. Now, before we get to Pete and his performance, we had a little bit of talk last episode about Boogie Flan and Xavier Lee. They struggled, especially shooting the ball in their opening game. Boogie Flan with 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 2 from the line. Xavier Lee, 14-6-5, 5 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 11 from three. Listen, these kids are not going to shoot 3 of 13 from three all season, okay? But they struggled shooting the ball in this game. But you saw flashes of what they can do. Honestly, with Condon, with Thomas Hollander, had 27 points, right? With Chinaloo, they need to kind of let those bigs eat a little bit and let the game come to them. I just thought they were trying to do a little bit too much. Todd Gold is a fantastic coach, and I think he'll have this team playing well and doing what they have to do as the season rolls along. But they got to kind of get Boogie and Xavier trying to pick spots of when they create for themselves, when they create for each other, but most importantly, how do they incorporate those bigs that they have? Let's get to Arizona and Corey Pete, which is now when you talk about freshmen and you talk about the Banza, when you talk about Boozer, you know, you got to talk about Corey Pete and what he did with the 30 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 11 of 18 for the floor. He was an absolute monster. And this is a kid that now you have to start looking at for, okay, if there is a top five, he's got to be a guy that you have to consider is going to be in that conversation for one of the best players in the country. So that is good for getting it in his dominating form. But you got to talk about Jaden Bradley as well, a player that is a good story in college basketball. Yes, he's a transfer, but he's not a double transfer, right? He's only transferred once. He's been at Arizona for 3 years, slowly has increased his amount of playing time and the amount he's being dependent on. And he was honestly, he was as good as Corey Pete in that 1-2 punch with 27 points, shooting 9 of 14 from the floor and 9 of 10 for the foul line. But great win by Arizona, a team that should be a top 10 team for the majority of the season coming up. Let's head to the women's side because there was a couple of really good matchups. And what I love about the women's game is they play everyone. They play everybody. And no one does that more than Gino. Gino opened up with a 79-66 win as a defending national champion. UConn Huskies beat Jeff Waltz and the Louisville Cardinals. Now, a little backstory here. This game was supposed to be played in Germany. It was like an Air Force Classic or Armed Forces Classic. Due to the government shutdown, they got to go play it where my good buddy, Tim Taylor, shout out to Coach Taylor, who's doing a great job at Navy. They played the game at the Naval Academy. But let's get to why Connecticut is Connecticut. It is that two-guard attack, or I would say big guard attack. Sarah Strong, 21-9-5, 2-2. And then AZ Fudd giving you 20 points as well, right? You get 18 out of 37 from the floor, and you get 41 points. But the play of K.K. Arnold, that started her entire freshman year, came off the bench giving them double figures. If K.K. Arnold could be that third scorer, which I think they can, if those three give you 55 points, you can turn the lights off. Game's over because Gino will lock you up and do enough on the other end and get other players to do well. Last one, Baylor 58, Duke 52. Good win for Baylor to start the season. This was in Paris, and it was a good start for a Baylor team that's looking to be what I think, in my opinion, is the third best team in the Big 12 behind TCU and behind Iowa State. Duke, listen, Carol Lawson, you got to remember, folks, this is her first head coaching job. She was with the Celtics in 2019-2020, came to the broadcast booth, and then with the Duke. Every year, Duke gets a little bit better. Second round, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Can Carol Lawson get Duke over the hump and to the Final Four? We'll see. They'll be at the top of the ACC. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus. We're going to look at two teams, two players. We'll look at the Michigan State Spartans. We'll look at Georgetown and two players when we come back after this commercial break.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome back to College Basketball Today, and it's time we get into our future focus as we focus on two teams and two players and my thoughts on them right now and how they project out for the season. Let's start in Spartyland, where you have Michigan State coming into the season as the number 22 ranked team. And you look at Tom Izzo, and the amazing thing you're going to say about Tom Izzo for the jump is, Tom Izzo don't duck anybody. You want to hear who they have to play preseason? Kentucky, Duke, UNC, and Arkansas. This is not the Jimmy Boeheim Don't Leave New York Carrier Dome Classic. This guy plays people. And that's what makes Tom Izzo so dangerous with his team, because he challenges his team before the Big Ten season, then they have the Big Ten season, and then they get the Izzo. That's another term for a month we call March, because they usually are playing really good basketball then. So why am I so high on Michigan State? You have to start with Jeremy Fierce. Yeah, Jeremiah's brother. Opening night, 14 points, 10 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, 4 attempts from the floor. And to me, the second best point guard behind Braden Smith. And Braden Smith is the best point guard in the nation. So you're talking about one of the best lead guards in the country, and Jeremy Fierce. But then you look at what you're going to get out of Jackson Kohler. A Jackson Kohler that could be a really dynamic force in regards to dominating the paint. Opening night line, 16 points, 15 rebounds. So if he gives them a post presence, that's going to make things good for Tom Izzo to play inside-out basketball. Then you have to talk about Colin Carr, right? 12 points opening night, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. The athletic jumping jack could run the fast break, lob threat, offensive rebounder. But this is what you get from Tom Izzo. Toughness, grit, defense, team play. Oh, and by the way, the best coach, and I don't care that he has not won a championship since 2000, the best coach in regards to tactician in game and making adjustments. Michigan State is going to be a big threat to be a player come March, and maybe even into April. Stay tuned. You know who I'm looking excited to see, and this team isn't a top 25 team preseason, and that's Georgetown. I don't think people give Ed Cooley the respect that I think he deserves as a national level coach. Now listen, I am not happy with how Ed Cooley left Providence to go to Georgetown, especially going in league. But you understand how good of a coach he was at Providence. And he's slowly starting to see things turn his way at Georgetown. And what I liked is I saw them play, and I don't know if people noticed, they played and beat Kentucky in an exhibition game by double digits. They were so impressive. And what can you say about KJ Lewis, the transfer from Arizona, who got going later in the year and then played really well, particularly in the Big 12 tournament. I had 14 points in the opening night game versus Morgan State. But when you look at Malik Mack, when you look at guards in the Ivy League last year, we always talked about Xavier Lee from Princeton going to Florida. Well, not everybody talked about Malik Mack, who I thought was the second best point guard in the Ivy League, now going from Harvard to Georgetown. So when you look at Ed Cooley, can Ed Cooley make Georgetown a top five team in the Big East? Now, you think about the fact that you have St. John's and UConn and Creighton, all the teams we talked about last episode, but can they be in that 4-6 spot with them and Marquette, right? Can they, Villanova, can they be in that 4-6 mix? If they're a 4-5 team in the Big East, Ed Cooley's taking that team to the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about two more prize freshmen that we've not talked about in the first two episodes of college basketball tonight. Let's start with Darren Peterson, the dynamic scoring guard for Kansas, who put up 21 points and, ready, folks, 22 minutes. 7 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 7 from 3, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Folks, Darren Peterson played 3 minutes of the second half. 3. This kid is a bucket. And he is one of the best pure scorers at the guard position that I've seen as a freshman in a long time. This kid is going to be very special for a Kansas team that in the Big 12, with Houston, with Arizona, you know, with Iowa State, teams that are excellent defensively, you have to have yourself an offensive threat that could create baskets. Whether it's running your offense through him or it's late shot clock, hey, we're putting the ball in your hands and let you go and score. It's going to be interesting to watch Kansas because I feel like this is a Kansas team, like, for the first time in a while, like, we're not really talking about Kansas. And that's an odd thing for who I think is one of the best coaches in the country, and Bill Self. Speaking of freshmen, there's another freshman that made his debut, and that's Nate Ament, who is another top five, who's ranked number 4 according to ESPN in the class of 2025 class, in which he had 18 points and 9 rebounds in his first game of action for Tennessee. What's really great about playing for Tennessee and playing for Rick Barnes is you're going to learn how to play defense, because Rick Barnes demands you to play defense. He's going to demand you to be tough. He's going to demand you to be physical. Now, Nate doesn't have the body frame like a Cam Boozer, but he is going to be someone that's going to be extremely fun to watch. And listen, at the end of the day, going through the SEC, this kid is going to be ready to come out after the draft. And that kind of lets me end the future focus with this. The future is bright right now with this class of 2025. When you talk about the Banza, when you talk about Boozer, when you talk about Pete, when you talk about, you know, Peterson, when you talk about Ament, when you talk about all of these players, I'm going to say this right now. The class of 2025, which will be the 26th NBA draft, will be better than the other draft, which was this past year with Cooper Flagg. Coming up next, we'll preview two really big games in college basketball, Alabama St. John's, and we'll preview Arkansas Michigan State after this commercial break. Welcome back to College Basketball Today. It's time for the final four. 4 topics, 4 minutes. May go to overtime, so we may go a little bit more than 4 minutes today. Let's start with, really, there's 4 really good games this weekend that I just want people to be aware of that tip off all on Saturday or Sunday. Let's start on the men's side at MSG. It's going to be rocking as Nate Oates and the Alabama Crimson Tide head to Gotham to take on Rick Pitino and the St. John's Red Storm. And this, if you want a game that's going to have offense, folks, look no further. You have dynamic play from Nate Oates and how Alabama is going to play. I know you realize that Sears is gone, Grant Nelson's gone, Omari is gone at the center position, but Fillion is back, right? He flirted with the NBA draft. He came back 22 points opening night, and obviously with him not sharing the backcourt with Sears, you're going to see someone that's going to be extremely dynamic offensively. Millett is someone that missed some time last year, only played in six games, really can shoot, can do some things at about 6'5" as a rugged guard. But then you go to the other side and you got St. John's. And this team is going to be the St. John's teams that we've been accustomed to in a little bit of a mix of the run-and-gun Kentucky style along with the gritty defense of his Louisville years. And when you look at opening night and you look at this team, you get Jackson, the transfer from UNC, who comes back home, is a dynamic scorer. Got to remember, Bryce Hopkins, folks, is one of the best players in the Big East, right, at Providence, until he dealt with injuries. You got, obviously, Zubi Echefor, who was the most improved player in the Big East this past year. Then you have Dylan Mitchell, who is a 6'8", 210-pound, rugged forward. This is going to be exciting basketball. I will be at attendance Saturday at the Garden as a spectator, but that's all right. You'll get Coach's scouting report. Be on the lookout. Follow me at Coach Young NJ, as I will be giving updates and my takes real time in that big time matchup. Now, I wish I could go to two games, because I went to the second game. That's going to be this one. This is Arkansas, Michigan State. And I just love this matchup for both teams. We talked a little bit about Michigan State and what we expect out of them. And I think they could be a team that could really make a deep run in March. But when you really look at Arkansas with Cal, he's got, you know, a dynamic freshman in the cuff that's a great scorer. You got Brazil, who's one of the best big men in the country. A big man that's been in school for 5 years, which is something we don't see. Remember, he tore his ACL, got a medical redshirt. That's why he's back. If we say game one offense, I think game number two is defense, as you have two experienced teams, two really good coaches who have a ton of respect for each other. That's going to be a great matchup this weekend between Arkansas and Michigan State. Let's head to the women's side, because there's a really good women's game that's sneaky good that people aren't talking about, and that's UNC versus NC State. Two of the better coaches, best coaches in women's college basketball. Lindsey Gottlieb, obviously at USC. Wes Moore has done a fantastic job. No one talks about what Wes has done at NC State, bringing back that tradition that they had with the late K. Yao in the 80s and 90s. But when you look at USC, yeah, I know we're not going to have Juju Walker this year. Yeah, I know Kiki Ariofen's gone. But Jazzy Davidson, arguably the best freshman in the country, got off to a good start. Not shot the ball great versus Mexico State, at 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. To go against Kamel Pierre, who is a dynamic, dynamic scorer, and a girl that you better watch this weekend, the pride of the Jersey Shore, Zoe Brooks. Played at St. John Vianney High School. I've seen this kid grow up and play. This is one of the best pure scorers in the country. Do make sure you watch that matchup, and that matchup between particularly Zoe Brooks and Jazzy Davidson. Let's end today's show talking about my favorite coach to watch, and that's Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin Sampson got his 800 win as a head coach with his win versus Lehigh, 75-57. Did not play as well as we thought. But here's the thing. At some point, folks, this man has done so much for that university, bringing the glory days back since the Guy Lewis days in the 80s, the five Sammy Jams. It's completely different. But at some point, that man is going to do what Guy Lewis did not do, and that's win a national championship, and it may be this year. Congrats to Coach Kelvin Sampson. Let's get 100, 200 more wins by the time you retire. We'll be back next week with another episode of College Basketball Today. Remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.